The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. I really want to do plant-based. I feel like it's the key to my healing and feeling well, to having more energy and being able to live the life I really want to live. But I'm so busy. But then again, I know I've got to do something to get myself out of these health struggles. I just don't feel good, but I feel like it's going to be a few months until I can get started, because I have this thing or that thing going on. You can fill in the blank, sister. You know what it's like. So we hear this quite often because there tends to be a mindset block. You know, we get in our minds that it's going to be some big, difficult, hard thing to start a whole food plant-based diet. And a huge reason is that we get that word stuck in our head, diet. This really is so different from a diet. This is a lifestyle. And you hear that all the time, and it sounds so cliche, but it is absolutely true. All you need to do is learn one simple step to take that's going to work with your busy schedule. That's it. You start with one step. Why is this key? It's key that you don't wait 1 month or 2 months, because where are you going to be 1 month from now, 2 months from now in your health situation? It's not going to get better if you don't make a change, but you can't even fathom making a change right now because it all feels so overwhelming, because you think you have to do everything all at once. You got to come into Whole Food Plant-Based and know exactly what to do and exactly where to shop and exactly what aisle everything's on and all these strange ingredients that are in some of these recipes. I don't do that to my people, but if there's something you happen to not recognize, we're always here to answer questions. But the thing is it's just not hard. It's just a little different from what you're used to. And you may think, I'm too busy, I don't have time. But the truth is, do you have time not to start something right now? And we asked our members this recently. What would you say to someone right now who felt so overwhelmed with their health, but yet they felt too busy and they just thought, they were convinced that they just didn't have time? So they would start in a couple of months. They knew whole food plant-based was somehow the answer, because we all know, even from the time we're young, we're taught, you need your fruits and vegetables. You need to eat more of them. Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for this ancient wisdom that your parents and your grandparents taught you. These are the healing foods. These are the fuels your body was made to run on. And so how do we get more of those into our life in a way that's simple, enjoyable, and tastes great? And it just starts with one simple step. One of our first members that answered the question said, you know, I'd say just pick one thing. Yes. You think you got to come in and know it all. It's like a toddler starting to walk. They don't get up and start running right away. They've got to learn how to balance and then take that one simple step.
Well, you wouldn't expect your child to become a track star. You know, they're in diapers and then boom, now they're winning a track meet. No, they've got to stand. Mm-hmm. They're going to toddle around a little bit and then they walk and then they run and then they run faster and faster. So with this, don't expect yourself to be able to do everything all at once. And it's easy to say, I know that. I think everybody just seems to want to be able to be perfect at something immediately.
Absolutely.
And that's an understandable desire. You want to do it right.
Especially as type A's, right, sister? You know what I'm talking about.
But
it absolutely is easy to get into that key. And you've got to think about with the toddler, they're not just sitting there thinking, what if they just think about this? Picture the toddler sitting there going, okay, I've got to know how to do this and this and this and this and this and this and this. I've got to do everything perfectly the first time. I mean, it's ludicrous. Like, the thought of that is hilarious. Them sitting out and trying to, I've got to have time to map it all out and watch 10, it'd be more than 10, watch 100 videos on how to learn how to walk. And then I've got to apply every step from every video I've ever seen and from any walking specialist, right? I've got to find all the walking specialists.
Find a lot of specialists.
And I've got to do what every one of them says. And then I've got to figure out what order it is and put it all together. That's insanity.
But also, too, and if I fall just one time, I'm a failure.
That's right.
This whole walking thing, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to do it. You know, I got this good thing where I sit in the stroller and mommy and daddy, they push me around. I'm going to just stick with that from now. No, that's crazy.
Right. And it just does not have to take a lot of time. We somehow convince ourselves, I've got to learn all this by myself. I'm on my own. And how am I ever going to do it? And one of our members was just brilliant. And the first thing she said was, look, I would just say, pick one thing,
one thing.
Meal or one part of a meal that I could replace. If somebody had just told me what a huge game changer plant milk would be, she said, I would have done that so much earlier. And it's like the story that, Jared and I tell about how when we were walking around our favorite little seaside town and we happened into this little art gallery, there was a woman there. And somehow, as it always does, we got onto talking about whole plant foods because she was asking us what we did. And then, of course, everybody's curious after that.
Of course.
And so she was saying, I was telling her how I made plant milk. Oh, I could never do that because she already had in her mind she could not do it. And I said, well, do you have a blender? Oh, yeah, of course I have a blender. I said, well, can you take a handful of nuts or just even a couple of nuts, I think is what I said, because really it doesn't take a handful to make nut milk. You know, can you take a couple of nuts and toss them in there? Yeah, I can absolutely do that. Well, could you pour some water in? Of course I could. Well, could you maybe throw a date in there, maybe a little pinch of salt? Yeah. Well, then if you can flip a switch on, oh, yeah, I can totally do that. Then you've made nut milk. Like, we get in our mind. Well, it's like when I first started learning to make nut milk.
It was so messy.
Oh, it was insane. I looked up videos of probably, like I told you, 10 different people who made nut milk. And they're all using
it. She did do that.
And then I had to spend I don't know how much time looking up the perfect nut milk bag because they all recommended using a nut milk bag to strain it. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, we take out difficult steps. We don't believe in messy steps that aren't necessary. And so there's no reason to be straining your nut milk, getting the mess all over your kitchen, having to wash the strainer. This is insane. Plus, you're straining out all the fiber or a huge part of it that your body needs. And it just does. These things don't make sense. They don't make sense because you need the fiber. You need the nutrients. And if you have a high-speed blender, there's no reason to strain your nut milk. Right there, I've saved you a good 20 to 30 minutes each time you make nut milk. It's insane.
So would it be fair to say that we are reductionist?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Plant-based reductionist. Maybe that should have been our name.
Unnecessary step possible. Yeah. Now, I had a thought about the example you gave from the woman we met in the little seaside town. She probably was thinking of commercial milks and would assume, oh, it's got to be this big process because you've got to have these big vats of these ingredients mm-hmm. and this process. And she just didn't know. I mean, that's probably like many of us.
Oh, yeah.
We get our food from these big commercial sources, so they must have all this complicated machinery. So there's no way we can know. So I think that was really a problem with the initial step was that she just didn't know.
Right.
She didn't know that it could be easy.
It's a mindset shift.
Oh,
it's a huge mindset. And once you can get beyond that hurdle of, I don't know what to do, and I'm going to have to figure it all out, and I've got to find 100 different videos, and I've got to put it all together, and then I've got to go get the ingredients. I don't even know where to shop. I don't even know. I mean, it's so overwhelming. And all you have to do is find one thing that you like milk, or a certain dish like chili with meat in it, and you just start making it without, you know, or you find the best replacements for meat if you feel like I've got to have a replacement. And I'm not talking like veggie burger that's pre-made, but you can replace meat and meaty texture with different things. It can be as simple as adding extra beans, or adding beans if you don't add them in the first place. You could add some ground nut meat, like walnuts that you just chop up finely, like the texture of ground beef. Or you can just leave it out, or you can add lentils. That gives you a wonderful texture that's similar to meat. You could add rice cauliflower. I mean, there's different things you can do, but you want to make it simple for you. One of the easiest things, if you're already putting beans is just put a little more, or add a little extra vegetable. It's that easy. Something so simple. But going back to the sample, or the suggestion that our member gave, just learn how to make a simple nut milk. Our nut milk literally takes under 5 minutes. It has just a couple of ingredients. You throw it in a blender, turn it on, boom, done. And you won't believe how much better it tastes, because what happens in the grocery stores is that they hardly use any nuts, if at all. In that whole half gallon of nut milk that you're buying, it's going to have only a few nuts, if even that, and it gets strained, and then you've lost your fiber, which feeds your gut bacteria, which causes you to heal, and just all these different things you're losing.
Then they have to add thickeners to make it feel more of that mouthfeel milk. So,
which you naturally get if you leave the nuts in.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, so everything gets made difficult, and so we think, oh, it's so hard. It's got 100 steps. It's not hard. It takes just... Even just with one little simple appliance, like a little NutriBullet that costs about $60, you can find them on sale like that very often. We love the NutriBullet Pro. Just one thing that you can replace, like milk. You know, another person recommended chili. I'm trying to think other things that people had recommended, but it's just finding something you love, even a simple dish or one ingredient. That's it.
But I think the big key here, start with something simple.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's easy for you? You might think nut milk's too hard for you. If you do, step number one, go to poweronplants.com and just pull up our plant milk recipe opt-in. Put your name, your email address in there. We will send you the easiest nut milk recipe ever. And it's free. Get that for yourself. Start doing that. But if you think, I'm not a milk drinker, doesn't really apply to me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be milk that you change. One simple thing. It could be not even a food. It could be going back and listening to our last podcast. That would have been number 150. And you learn how to notice false advertising so that you can just buy better products for yourself. Or it could be something as simple as learning one easy way to cut oil out of your food. We have whole podcasts on that are under 30 minutes. You could listen to it on the way to work. I mean, we give these simple tips all the time, but you listen and you think, okay, I know this, and you amass all this information. And even after you've amassed information, it overloads you. You've got to start taking action. Don't wait 1 month. Don't wait 2 months, because we want you to start getting results. And it's when you take those baby steps that before long, you're going to be walking, and then you're going to be running, and then you're going to have reversal of all these diseases like we've experienced and like our members experience on a regular basis. This is what happens when your body gets the fuel it needs.
Well, and it's not also just our members. It's also our listeners.
Yes, exactly.
Read your emails about how they've gotten improvement. But I want to make a point here. Don't underestimate the simple changes that you can get, those simple steps. Because they lead to, when you add them together, big changes, but you also build confidence and you build momentum. Mm-hmm. So with the case of the nut milk, you make it and you think, wow, that tastes pretty good. I made that. It only took me 2 minutes and it's better than anything I could buy.
Right. And it wasn't that hard.
That's a win. It's a huge win. Then you do the next small step. And you were talking about how you listen to this podcast and then you amass this knowledge. Well, yes, you don't want to amass knowledge without action. But when you amass these strategies and these tools, you're going to be able to look back a couple months from now and think, wow, I've learned a lot. And you know, my life really does look different. And I am doing things differently. And I didn't even realize. And sometimes that happens because they are small changes and it's incremental. And you don't realize it at the time. But then when you look back after a few months, you've made a lot of improvement. You've made a lot of changes.
And here is the takeaway for you. Number one, you've got to start taking action. But I think the mindset is the roadblock. Your thoughts are blocking you from moving forward. So you think about these simple steps that Jared's talking about. They really are easy. And you think because it's easy, it's not going to give you results. So not true. This lifestyle is easy. It is simple when you know what to do and what steps to take. And we've laid out a ton of them just on the podcast alone. Just don't get overwhelmed. They are simple, but simple gets results. You know why? Because when it's easy, you're going to keep doing it for the long term. So it doesn't just give you results. It gives you lasting change that can give you the life you want to live. So you can live fully and do all the things you want to do. But you tend to think about, and here's the problem, the simple things, you think about them as small. Instead of thinking about, oh, this is simple, I can do this, you think, oh, that's a small thing, it won't make a difference. That is false thinking. You've got to get rid of that right now. If you need to take a post-it note and say, write something down for yourself, a quote that we've given in this podcast that is going to help you to take the first simple steps. Because just because it's simple doesn't mean it's small. And that might be the quote you want to write down. Take simple steps. Because just because it's simple doesn't mean it's small. Those simple steps are going to lead to big changes. Just like Jared said, one simple plus one simple plus one simple plus one simple over the course of even a week, over the course of a month, and 2 months from now when you weren't even going to start in the first place because you were too overwhelmed. But now you have all these simple things. So you added one simple thing this week. Next week, you're a pro at that thing. I'm going to just add one more simple thing and you keep going. And this is how lives change. If you wait till you're ready, you're number one, you're never going to do it. Number two, you're going to keep feeling stuck in your overwhelm. And number three, and the main thing is you're not going to live the life you want because you're going to keep feeling stuck, keep feeling frustrated, keep feeling overwhelmed, and you just won't go anywhere. And that's not what we want for you. We are thrilled for you to get started on this. Don't stay stuck because the simple things are not small. They're the big things that are going to be the key to you creating the life that you want for yourself. We've loved having you join us today on Power on Plants, and we cannot wait to hear all about what's going on with you in your life and all the simple steps that you're implementing. When you decide the first simple step you're going to do, I want you to take one quick second and email me at anita@powerandplants.com. Let me know what you're going to do, get some accountability, and start taking action. I cannot wait to hear from you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Power on Plants.